Okay, and in 3, 2, 1, we're rolling. Don't know how the audio sounds. Should I stop it? Let's do it really quick. We're so professional. If you're watching on visual, I hope you're laughing with me, not at me. Okay, yeah. Thank fuck I stopped that. It sounded like shit.
I don't know why it's not counting me down. It's kind of sketching me out right now. Is it working? Is it not?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What's That Team, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Today, I'm in a studio. I'm not. I have a ring light in front of my camera, and to me, that's like as professional as I think this podcast will ever get. So, fuck it. This is my new studio. Welcome to it. You'll probably not see me here next week because I can't stay in one place for more than 5 days, but maybe we'll be back in the heaven-looking shit soon. I'm getting fucking blinded by this ring light. I'm about to say fuck it and turn it off, and we're going to film in the dark. This episode's visual, so if you're listening on audio and you want to see how good I look right now, I got really glammed up for this. Let's blue balls. I did my makeup. My hair is dyed black and I'm naked. So if you're listening on audio and you want to see that, you can go watch on YouTube and check that out. Better yet, find me on OnlyFans. Just kidding. Anyways, guys, welcome back to episode, what is it? 30, episode 35. It's literally almost been out for like a year now. It's fine. Welcome back to What's That TMI. If you guys can't tell recently, I've been getting so consistent with this bitch. I'm going full force, full in, balls deep in podcasting because I really like it. And you know what? You guys know I fucking hate TikTok and I'm trying to like fit into that like algorithm to like stay relevant. And I'm like, fuck all of that. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm going to sit in my fucking bed or car, whatever it may be, maybe on a dick. Complete joke. I'm sorry. I had to. And I'm going to record the podcast. And if people want to listen, cool. But I can't make TikToks anymore. I can't do it. You're going to see me on there probably in 2 days. I literally, like 3 days ago, when I was leaving New York City, had like a fuck, like, whoa, okay, not a fuck. I had like a mental fuck. I need to stop cussing. Holy shit, ADHD. I had like a mental, like, wow, go on. And I was like, I'm done with TikTok. So then I went on TikTok and I made a TikTok about how I was done with TikTok. I was like, fuck TikTok. I'm done. Not posting on here anymore unless it has to do with my podcast or YouTube video. I don't think I've kept that promise, but it's kinda, I guess. Whatever. Anyways. Oh, by the way, this episode is actually sponsored. It's not, but I'm going to say it is, by sunkissedbysadie.com. Guys, if you want the best self-tan in the game, if you want to pop out on spring break this summer, whatever it may fucking be, hey, if you want to stay inside and look at yourself in the mirror, you're going to want to after you put this fucking self-tan on your body. It is the best self-tanner I've ever used. Also the first, because I never liked self-tanner until I made my own. I'm wearing it right now on my face. Guess what? It rained the past 2 days in Florida. Do I look tan? Yeah. Thank you so much, Sunkissed by Sadie. Guys, for real, sunkissedbysadie.com launches March 22nd. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm more excited for you guys to just get it and try it and tell me you love it because I know you guys are going to love it. So be on the lookout for that. And sadiecarlisle.com for like the best merch in the game, but whatever. I'm not going to go Jake Paul on you guys. There is What's That TMI merch coming. I'm done promoting everything now. Episode 35 is about finding real friends as a female. One of the hardest things to do on earth. People in third world countries are like, go fuck yourself. No, guys, seriously though, I wanted to talk about this because I always put on my Instagram story at Was That TMI on Instagram. Here goes another promo. To let me know what you guys want to hear about. And, you know, like, I always was in this mindset of like, everyone just wants to see me drunk and partying. And I don't know why I was in that mindset because you guys don't. You guys like listening to me talk about real shit and like talk about things that you guys can relate to, like blacking out. But you guys like when I talk about like boy shit, not even guy shit, just like fucking emotions and like friends and just real shit that not a lot of people talk about because it's like, we feel like it's weird. I don't know. You guys like that stuff. And that was like majority of what you guys put in. So it led me to this episode topic because it's something that I fucking struggle with. It's something that I think a lot of people struggle with. And like, I mean, happy National like Women's Month. Is that what it's called? We're going to talk about how we don't like female friend groups. Happy National Women's Month. I'm kidding. That would literally get me canceled so fast. I'm kidding. I love having a good solid girl group. I just have had like two friends my whole life, so I don't really know how to give you advice on it. We're going to try. It's just in your life, I feel like no matter what age, it's always going to happen. Like, you know, when you're in like a story or you're telling someone a story and they're like, this sounds like you're in fucking high school. And it's like, that never ends. Like, I swear to God, my 70-year-old fucking grandmother could come to me about what the bitches said at lunch today. And like, it would be fucked up. You know what I mean? So yeah, I wanted to talk about it. Also, another thing to let you guys know, this is like kind of old school of me. But I was like, fuck it, I don't care. I made a website for Was That TMI. It's just wasthattmi.com. And I just literally have it as like a little box where you guys can type anything. Because my DMs, like, shit gets lost. So if you guys ever want to go put anything for me to talk about, go do it on there. Okay, let's get into the actual fucking episode. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is girl groups, because trying to find real friends that are girls is, some people might be like, bitch, what the fuck, like, you're such a pick me, like, what are you talking about? Truly though, I have always struggled trying to find like girls that like I get, not even get along with, but just that I feel like I can like fit in with. I've just always struggled there. I just always have. I think more people do than people would think. And like, you never know, shit happens in life. I haven't been the greatest friend to people. People haven't been the greatest friend to me. And it's like, when that happens and you feel like you all of a sudden have no friends and nobody. So it's like a tough spot. Girl groups can fucking suck. They can. Girls are mean. Girls are mean. Like, I'm literally just talking from personal fucking experience. I've met girls that are awesome and nice. I'm not saying you can't find them, but girls can be fucking mean. It's fucking scary. And yeah, I'm not gonna lie, when I'm like put into a group of girls that I don't know, yeah, I'm fucking sweating my dick off. I'm scared. Like, I am. Girls like make me nervous. They really do. I most of the time get along with them fine, but like, I feel like I have trauma from like girls in the past. And I used to be a fucking mean girl. I'll say it. I wasn't one of the pretty bitches. Like, I wasn't one of the hot girls that thought I was the shit and all the guys liked me and I was a mean girl. No, for whatever reason, I was like a little tomboy and was just a fucking bitch. But girls can be mean. People can be mean, but we're on the topic of girls. My number one tip, I would say, with girl groups is, if you're really having to make an effort and you're really having to try and fit in, fuck that. Fuck it. Don't even do it, because you're not going to find real true friends. If you are forcing this fakeness out of you to try and fit in with a group, they're not the right people for you, and just don't do it. I have personal experience from this in high school. I've talked a little bit about it, and like, no bad blood. I could give a fuck now. Like, I realize now that shit doesn't even matter. But in high school, I remember I didn't really have any friends, and it hurt me a lot at first. I grew to just not really give a shit, kind of like did my own little shit and became a stoner and like kind of hung out with the wrong crowd. We're not gonna talk about that. I didn't really have any friends though, and I remember, I think I've talked about this on here before, I remember there was definitely like, you know, if you're in fucking school or college or like in work, I mean, I feel like in all places you can be in life, there's most of the time gonna be like that it girl or that it group or whatever. And there definitely was one of those in high school, and I was like associated with them, I knew them, but I wasn't like in that group, I guess. And I remember I kind of started getting invited to stuff to be with them, and the feeling of like, I need, like, not even like I'm going home and I'm trying to like do my makeup like them or anything like that like them, but I was like, I just need to fit in with them. Like, you shouldn't sit in a group of friends and be scared to like speak. You shouldn't like be worried about something that you're gonna do or something that's gonna come out of your mouth, and the people that you're trying to be friends with judge you. You shouldn't have to worry about that. And when you're in somewhere like high school and there's cliques and whatever, and you're trying to fit into them, it's like so frustrating and so scary, and you're just like trying your best to fit in somewhere, and you want friends. And I just remember in high school, like getting invited to one of the parties they were having one night, and it was these group of girls, and I remember we would go up and we would sit in this one girl's room while like we were waiting for other people to come over, and they would just chit chat about like whatever fucking bullshit, and I would just sit there and like kind of take it all in, and kind of like, I wasn't like insecure, but I was never comfortable. Like I was always like, should I say something? Should I not? Like, is this weird if I say this? Like, you know? And it's like, you should never feel like that. Don't let yourself feel like that. Don't, fuck that. Just leave. Like, don't try and force yourself to whatever. And if you're with people who you think are going to judge you and whatever, they're probably fucking insecure and jealous of you themselves. So don't even worry about it. Fuck that. Never try and force like a friendship. Just don't, because yeah, fuck that. I also remember in high school, I was in multiple friend groups now that I think about it. Like when I kind of, because I did online school throughout, like I had a really weird high school experience. Like it was definitely like not normal. Like I was out of school and then in school and then out of school. And I had an older brother at a similar age, similar friend group. Like it was just weird. And I remember I was in this other friend group for a little while, and I definitely felt way more comfortable and whatever. But like, I remember some nights, it's like, it's so crazy because I don't know why in high school you're so vulnerable, but like, you'll watch like all of them hang out, and for some reason you weren't invited this night, and you're like, wait, why? And you sit there and you're like, wait, why was I not? And then you question like, do they like me? Do they not? Does someone there not like me? Like, what's going on? And that's another thing too. Like, I feel like those questions, like, I don't know, if you're not like a super confident person or whatever, even if you are, you're still gonna probably have those thoughts. And I feel like you just have to kind of realize, like, take everything with a grain of salt, and it's not really that big of a deal. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. Next thing I'm going to talk about. Is that all I wrote? Jesus Christ. We're just going to freeball this one. The next thing I wrote down was always keep it real and always be upfront. And this is because if someone is truly your friend and truly cares about you, they are always going to care about how you feel. They're going to always care about your emotions. They're going to care about how you think, how you're like thinking of them, how you think the friendship's going, whatever. I mean, I don't even know what I'm saying. But you know, you guys know, you get it. Like, if you truly care about someone that you're friends with and they come to you and they're like, yo, I think you've been kind of a bitch, Rachel, you're gonna be like, oh, fuck. Like, why? What did I do? You know? So that's why I say always keep it up front, because if someone's your true friend, they're gonna wanna hear it. Me and fucking McKinley, my friend McKinley, we literally fight like sisters. If she's being a bitch, I'll tell her she's being a fucking bitch and to fuck off. If I do something and I'm being stubborn, she's gonna be like, you're so fucking hard-headed, Sadie, geez. And I'm gonna be like, okay, cool. And then we like fucking, I don't know, go get ice cream. We don't really give a shit. Always keep it real. And here's the thing with going to new friend groups. Obviously, I moved to Florida like 2 years ago. I didn't fucking know anyone. And I became good friends with these guys, like literally just a fuck ton of guys that live like an hour and a half away from me. We would go out all the time, whatever. Obviously, the guys have girlfriends. Some of them have girlfriends. Some of them don't. I'm literally just there. Like, I haven't hooked up with any of them. It's not like that. But, you know, obviously, the girls that they hang around with, who I didn't know, were probably like, what the fuck? Who is this bitch? Like, why is she, like, who the fuck is this? Why have we never met her? You know, anyone's gonna feel that way. If I had a solid friend group and some random girl was just hanging out with all the guys, I'd be like, who the fuck is this bitch? Like, what? And, you know, I got to meet a lot of them, and a lot of them are really fucking cool, and it's, like, dope. But at first, I was, like, scared. And, you know, I struggle with, like, if someone doesn't like me, it really, really bothers me. Even though I might seem like someone who doesn't come off that way, it really does. Like, if someone has an issue with me, I'm someone that always tries to kill people with kindness. I never want beef. I never want bad blood. I don't like when someone doesn't like me. And my rule that I came to learn with this is I'll give someone 2 to 3 times where I'll sit down and I'll be like, do you have a problem with me? What's up? I'll be like, I have no issue with you, or like, let's settle this. If you have to do that more than 2 or 3 times, the person's fucking jealous of you. Hand stop. Like, I've come to realize that, and I'm not saying that that person has any reason to be jealous of me. I have no fucking idea why they're jealous of me. I literally look like shit right now, and they're actually really fucking hot and could get any guy they want. I don't know why they're jealous of me, but people have their own fucking insecurities, and I've come to realize that with girls. Honestly, it probably happens with guys too, but if someone just doesn't fucking like you and they can't give you a fucking reason, and you try and be nice to them and you try and settle shit with them and you try and be like, look, I don't know why the fuck you don't like me, but like, can we please figure this out? If that happens more than 2 or 3 times, I'm telling you right now, they have their own shit going on. Don't even fucking worry about it. Move on. That, it's like a hard bullet to bite, especially if you're someone who's a people pleaser and who cares about like people and you don't want people to not like you, but you just have to learn not everyone's gonna like you in life. Just let it go and whatever. With that being said though, call people out on their shit. If you, and this is okay, if someone doesn't like me and I don't really give a shit to like them, I'm like, whatever. I won't give it energy. I'm just like, whatever. But when it comes to someone that I am friends with, I do care about, you can't be walked all over. So you have to like have the real conversations with people, even though I've had friends in the past where like they're super sensitive, super whatever. I never want to hurt their feelings and I don't know how to bring up situations because I feel like they get like sad. But it's like to have a real friendship and really form that, you have to have those conversations. You know what I mean? You have to like, it can be awkward. It might be awkward, but you have to do it to keep the friendship going. That's literally all I wrote. How is that all I wrote? What? I literally sat down. You know what? You know what it was? I sat down to write this episode and I was really thinking, I was like doing research on this shit because it's something that I honestly need help with. I need advice on it. And then I was gonna ask you guys on Instagram to ask me questions. Well, then I'm sitting in front of my computer and I'm like, what if I made a website for them to ask me questions? And then I spent an hour and a half fucking making the website for you guys to ask me questions on. Then I started getting hungry, so I went downstairs because I heard Cooper talking to my grandma about how he was making pasta. My little brother, Cooper. I went downstairs. He was making pasta. My 13-year-old brother did teach 19-year-old me how to fucking make pasta, which was shit. I ate it on the phone, and it was fucking awful. It was hard. I couldn't really taste anything. And, yeah, but now the website's up at least. So that's that. Jesus, I'm like brain dead. But so I wasn't writing the episode anymore. And then I was on the phone with little boy toy. And then that put me in a good mood. And then I fucking hung up and started playing my ukulele and can now play Feeling Whitney on my ukulele. And then I sat down to record this and I have ADHD and need Adderall. I don't need Adderall. I probably do, but I'm scared of it. I'm gonna figure out this girl shit, okay? Okay, what are the odds? You know what? I just opened my DMs on What's That TMI. Someone said, Sadie, what's your advice on girls that are rude and mean to you for no reason? I honestly don't know what to do. Okay, well, I just answered that. Seriously, girls that are insecure, girls that are jealous, I don't know what it is in us. Some of us just want to be mean, and that's what they'll do. And you, here's the thing, if you feed into it, they fucking love it. There is one girl who doesn't even matter, but there's just one girl I know who is currently in my life, and she's not in my life, but she hangs around the same friend group that I hang around with, and she doesn't fucking like me. She fucking hates me, and I could not tell you why, but she doesn't want to say anything about it until we're both pissed drunk, and then she'll be like, I know you hate me, to me. And I'm like, no, I fucking don't. I have no issue with you. I literally don't even know your last name. I'm not trying to sound like a bitch, but I'm like, I couldn't give a shit about why you might not like me. And you're trying to right now get a reaction or something out of me by coming to me and saying that you don't think I like you. I have no issue with you. Like, fuck off. Like, girls just want to start shit. I don't get it. They like to see reactions out of people. They like to see people, whatever. Oh my God. I just thought of a really funny story. I remember in high school one time, I exploded at this girl. So I made a stupid decision in high school. And okay, at the time I was in a dark spot, didn't have any friends. It's not an excuse for it, but I did homework a relationship. So there was this guy who I kind of had a crush on, and he was dating this super sweet girl. She was so sweet. And I had no friends at the time. He kept on Snapchatting me, whatever, telling me he liked me. He saw something with me. He invited me over one night. I went. I think we literally just made out, like nothing really happened. But I did hook up with him and hang out with him and talk to him, knowing he had a girlfriend. Well, I don't even know why the fuck this girl was involved, now that I'm thinking about it. Well, secret got out about this other girl that he had did the same thing with, who I kind of knew, but not really. And I like texted her and I was like, oh my God, he was doing the same thing to me. So everyone was hating on this one girl because she home wrecked this relationship. Well, no one knew I did too. I'm not proud of it, but no one knew that I did also. So I went to this girl and I was like, yo, this happened to me too. What the fuck? Well, then this other girl found out about it, who wasn't even friends with the sweet girlfriend. I don't know why she even got involved, but she like hated me. Oh, you know what? I think she thought I hooked up with her boyfriend too, which I don't know why, but she hated me. I remember I saw her in the hallway once and I was sitting outside of class and she like kind of looked over at me and she was like walking away and she was like, what's up or something. And I was like, hey. And she like turned around and she was like, you fucking whore. Sorry, I'm literally like imagining this right now. And I remember I like got up out of my desk that I was in and I was like, how the fuck am I a whore? And she was like, because you fucking hook up with people's boyfriends. And then I like walked out in the hallway and I was like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. And we were like screaming down the hallway at each other and I was so mad. I was like shaking. And yeah, not to be mean, but I think that girl just like had something against me for no reason. She thought I hooked up with her boyfriend. I literally had never hung out with her boyfriend ever. She was just like had an out towards me. I mean, she had every right to. But anyways, that continued on for a little bit. And you have to just realize like when people just want to cause shit with you and whatever and get in your business, like, and just be mean, fuck it. Just, you can't care. Just fuck them, fuck it. Let them do what they want to do. It's literally fucking like bullying. Like when girls are just mean to you for no reason and hate you for no reason, it's fucking bullying at some point. Like that's a real fucking thing. And you have to just let it go. God, I got bullied really bad in elementary school. Girls hated me. I think I just had trauma since I came out of the fucking womb with bitches. But a lot of you put girl shit in the like little box I made online. So I'm looking at it now and this is really good. This is like somewhat on topic. This girl said, I have a friend who was super real and did something super bad to me in the past, but I forgave her and hoped she would change. Is that bad? People can change. People can change. I think people can show their true colors and I think don't let it slide more than two times. You know what I mean? I haven't been the best friend. I haven't been the best friend at times. And I have friends that also haven't been the best friend at times. And maybe we disagree. Maybe we agree to disagree. I think someone will show their true colors twice. Like once they've done it twice, it's kind of like, okay. I think in a way it kind of goes like that for like cheating almost. I know people who have been in relationships and one person has cheated. And not really that badly, but like one night they were just, you know, fucked up and something happened and they regretted it and it's never happened again. I think people can change. I think that cheaters never change. I think that if there's a really good friendship you have and someone does something to fuck that up and they're showing they really regret it and they're showing they really care, I think forgiving them and giving them another shot, that's okay. I think that if you think that they don't care, don't. You have to listen to your gut and you have to put like your feelings are valid. You know what I mean? Friendships are hard. I think sometimes friendships are harder than relationships and they can take a fucking toll on you. They can take a fucking toll on you. I have cried more over losing a friendship once than when my fucking ex-boyfriend cheated on me. Like, I'm not kidding. It's like worse. You're like, holy fuck, what? Like, I can't imagine, you know, in those movies where like fucking a girl walks in on like her best friend getting with her boyfriend. I wouldn't even give a shit about the boyfriend. I'd be more like, oh my God, Savannah, you're my best fucking friend. What the cunt? Like that it's a lot. So it's like validate your feelings and don't let shit slide too much, you know? But I am a forgiver. I am. Okay, this girl said, fake friends. It was my winter formal. My friends and I went together. They said each had individual plans afterwards. This is the worst. I woke up the next morning and they were all together. They didn't feel bad at all and instead started fucking bullying me. She didn't put fucking, but. Okay, this is one of like, oh my God, it's actually so crazy because I like talk to my mom about so much stuff And at 50 years old, she still will experience shit like this. That's the worst feeling in the world when you're that person. Because even if only 4 people were allowed to sleep over, or there was only 4 people allowed on the reservation, or whatever the fuck, you're still like, oh, so I'm the fucking chopped liver leftover? Like, why am I the one person being left out? I remember growing up, it was your fucking birthday party and no one could spend the night, but your mom said one person could. So you had Jezebel rather than Erica sleep over. And, you know, you feel bad for Erica, but you really like Jezebel. When you're younger, it's different. When you get older, that shit fucking hurts. Okay? Poor fucking Erica. Like, I mean, when you're younger, it's harder because people are just more immature and like girls will be like, oh, just no one tell her. Let's all say that we're going to do other stuff. Do you think fucking Erica's stupid? No, Erica has a fucking brain. She fucking got a 96 on the test. You all failed. Go fuck yourselves. Don't do that. Don't say that. Sorry, I'm trying to give advice. My advice to you would be call them out on it. And if you don't want to do that, fuck them. Or just don't hang out with them. I'm trying to like keep this clean. I really think that when stuff like that happens, if anything, if you can do it, say to them like, hey, that hurt me. That upset me. That made me feel like shit. That made me feel like you guys don't care about me. It made me feel like maybe I'm the odd one out. Like, how would any of you feel if you were in my shoes and that happened? And then say something like, I wouldn't let that happen if I was in the group of 4 and they wanted you not to come. I wouldn't let that happen. Maybe you would have, but like, say you wouldn't. And, you know, see what they say. See how they react. If they react in a shitty way, screw them. If they react in like a, oh, maybe we shouldn't have done that way or done that. Yeah. Be like, okay, yeah, don't do it again or else I'm not going to help you cheat on your test. What? What the fuck? I'm fucking losing my mind, guys. I've literally today, I woke up, immediately was on meetings for self-tan, and then finished editing this week's YouTube video that came out yesterday. It's really funny. Go watch it. And then I had to go open a P.O. box. My mom did that. I'm not gonna lie. I made her do it. Shout out, Kelly. I had to go pick up Cooper from school. Had to get on the phone call with another guy. I don't even know what the fuck I've been doing all day. I've been on that fucking computer. Fuck technology, bro. I'm telling you guys, at some point, I'm fucking throwing everything away. I really am. I'm staring at my screen. Maybe it's this fucking ring light in my eye that's like making me go insane. But I seriously stare at screens all day. And I love what I do. So I'm not complaining. I am complaining. But like, it's a lot. Excuse me. I really have to fart. And you know what, guys? To be completely fucking honest with you, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to the question and the topic of this fucking episode, how to find real friends. Truth be told, I don't fucking know. I really don't. Like, I think, honestly, people can change. Like, that's why when people get married, they make people sign a fucking prenup. Because, or is that what it's even called? I don't know. People can change. People can honestly, like, it's a weird world we live in. And people can turn around and stab you in the back. And I've learned, honestly, to just not be shocked by shit anymore. And just be like, okay. Because the one person you can always count on, there's two. One, Jesus Christ, love him. Two, yourself. And that's, I think, the most important thing. Whether you're in high school, whether you're in college, whether you're in middle school, I hope you're not in middle school listening to this. Whether you're 50 years old, like my mom, find what you love, find what you enjoy, find who you are. Everyone else is just another character in your story. I mean, like, they're important, but you guys know what I'm saying. Because it's just, it's hard. It's hard to find real good people, and you might find real good people, but guess what? They might not think you're a real good person. You never know. And I think that's the main thing. Like, in high school, I struggled a lot with friend groups, and I still do to this day. Like, I still do. I don't have like a solid friend group I'm with all the time. I'm alone a lot of the times. Like, this, everything I do online, if I'm not going somewhere to an event to meet up with friends or whatever, I'm alone. Like, no, I don't have anyone I live with. I mean, my family, but like, I still pretty much do my own thing all the time. And I think you just have to learn what you like and what you love and how to enjoy time with yourself and be okay with yourself. You know, I think sometimes when I'm with people all the time and then I'm alone, I've talked about this before, I freak out and I'm like, ooh, I need to be around people. After about 3 days of being alone, I start to realize, like, I'm my own fucking best friend. Like, I really am. I make myself laugh. I make myself come. It was just a good joke. It fit. I make myself laugh. I make myself food. I talk to myself all the time. I will go to the bathroom, go poop, watch TikTok, find TikTok sounds I like, get up and dance in the bathroom to the TikTok sounds. It's Friday night. I'm sitting in my room basically talking to my fucking self. I got drunk here like 3 weeks ago. And when I tell you, I literally did it to come upstairs and I was going to FaceTime my friend McKinley. I told her I went to bed. I literally came up here, played my fucking speaker of old school music and danced around my room. I'm not being overdramatic, for probably an hour and a half. And you know what that is? That's love. It's all love, huh? I'm my own best friend. So fuck it. You don't need real friends. I mean, you do. But like, I don't know the answer. Enjoy everyone's presence and just don't take anything too seriously. And if you think a good friendship is there, look, I'm only 19, but I've had many friendships come and go. And if it's going, God's got it going for a reason. And you just got to kind of trust that and have faith in that. He's here in conversations that you're not. And be your own best friend. That's the answer to this episode. I'm so dead. Like, what? Hey guys, I'm going to be telling you how to make real friends. End of the episode. I don't know. Honestly, everything I just said was bullshit. Do I look like I'm dying? Do I? If you're watching on visual, maybe. But yeah. And I think too, when you're in a setting where you have shitty friends, or you're in a weird position, or you don't know who your real friends are, kind of sit back and go, am I going to be with these people in 5 years? Because if you're not, it's not that deep. You know what I mean? In high school, that's what my mom always told me. She was like, this doesn't fucking matter. She's like, you're going to graduate. You're probably not going to go to college because you're a fuck up. If you don't go to college, you're not a fuck up. I didn't go to college. I am a fuck up. But she was like, you're going to graduate and you're probably not going to talk to anyone really from high school. Truth be told, I kind of don't. Like, I don't know what kids I went to high school with are doing. I really don't. I don't know where half of them go to school, whatever. The ones that I love and care about, of course I keep in touch with them. I love and I care about them. But the people that are shitty to you, it's not going to fucking matter when you all leave. You're not going to be worried about what they're doing. They're not going to be worried about what you're doing. Or maybe they will be because they're insecure and they've always been jealous of you. That was bars. But in case you guys were wondering how I'm doing great. These are like, no one asked that. No, I am. I am. And I should have talked about this at the beginning of the episode. I made a TikTok sound. I'll play it for you guys really quick.
At the end of the day, we all just need to fucking realize the biggest gift of life is to be alive. Like, that's the biggest thing. If you're alive, you're blessed. You can make what you want of your life.
It was from last week's podcast episode. And I made the sound on my computer and I just posted a little video to it. And then over 1,000 of you have used the sound and put all your little pictures on it and whatever. And it just made me so happy because I was like, if I could tell everyone in the world something, it would literally be that. It would be like, life is short, love one another. There's love everywhere and just be a good human being, because at the end, that's all that matters. And just try and enjoy what you can. And just seeing so many of you guys like liking that I said that and like projecting it onto more people. I don't know. I felt like it was like low-key God like shining through me onto you guys and you guys shining on other people. That sounds really corny, but that's what it felt like. So it was really cool and it made me really happy. And I really love the podcast. I really love it. Like, it's so cool. I'm watching it. Like, I'm watching myself kind of realize, I don't want to say I'm leaving YouTube because I'm not. I'm still on YouTube. I'm still going to be posting videos, but I'm able to, I guess, do what I've always loved. And that's kind of like, I have like a bunch of internet friends, I feel like, and it's really cool because for a while I felt like I had to be a TikToker. And now I realize that I don't have to do anything I don't want to, and I don't want to do TikTok. So doing this is awesome and I love it. And I'm super grateful that you guys like it, I think. But yeah, that's the end of this episode. I'm literally falling asleep. And I love you guys so much, and I couldn't ask for anything more in the world. You guys are awesome. So God bless you all, and keep your heads up. Fuck the bitches in high school. For real though, love you guys, and I'll see you next Monday. Bye-bye.